Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Bavli, Daf Samach Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem and Madalef at the Mishnah. Paska lechnis leksafim sela nasis shisha dinoim. The Mishnah says if she pledged to bring money into the marriage, for each 4 dinoim which the seller, he writes 6 dinoim. Achosan makabal olav asoa dina v'kupa l'chomana umana. And he must give 10 dinoim for the box, which we'll explain, for every mana, which is 100 dinoim, that she brings in. Shimon Gamliel Eimeh HaKol Kamei Negam Adina, but Shimon Gamliel says everything is according to the local custom. And the Gemara says, Paska lachnis leich v'chamish me'ois me'ois dinah shum asa oisei abba me'ois. The Gemara says, if she pledged to bring in an appraisal of 500 dinoim, he makes it 400. Asa keni ela asa oisei elef im asa ishtei kitzosa goyves hakol. If he didn't do so, rather he made it 1,000. If she did her quota, means entered an appraisal of 500 like she stipulated, then she collects everything. Vimlav, migra, kol chamisha dinah, should say, sela, ve'ina negea, b'tesefes. If not, means she entered less than 500, for every 5 dinoim that she decreased from 500, he deducts a sela, which is 4 dinoim, for each 4 that she entered would have been appraised for 5. He doesn't touch, means doesn't deduct from the addition. He needed to write 400 corresponding to an appraisal of 500. He wrote 600 more than this. He always pays that 600 in its entirety. Paskal achnis lechamish meyos dina ksafim oisa oisam shevam oisam echsa. If she pledged to bring in 500 dinar coins, he makes it 750. Le'asa kein ela asa oisam elef im asa hitzoisa goyves hakol. If he didn't do so, rather he made it 1,000. If she did her quota, if she brought in 500, she collects everything. Vim lav, migra, shisha dina lechol sela ve'inoi negea v'tisefes. If not, he deducts 6 dinam for every sela, 4 dinam that she decreased from 500, because he accepted 6 for each 4 that she pledged to bring in. He does not touch the addition. He needed to write 250 corresponding to her 500. He wrote 250 extra. He always pays that full 250. Paska lachnis le elef zuz sarach lasosim chamisha samana. If she pledged to bring in 1,000 zuz, then he must make them 1,500. La'asakein ela kasav la sade shava b'shneim asamana tachas elef zuz im asta, shisei kitzoisa, goyves hakol. If he didn't do so, rather he wrote to her a field worth 1,200. If she did her quota, then she collects everything, the field, an additional 300, because he needed to write 1,500 corresponding to her 1,000. V'imlav im poichsim lebesulim masayim lamana mana. And if not, he doesn't give less than 200 for a basura or 100 for a widow, even if she didn't bring in anything. Hacha atma migra v'hacha shesaleis atma migra. The question is, here in the ratio you say that he deducts, and here in the sefer, when you wrote the field to her, you do not say that he deducts. Kan it should say b'shechnisa miksas kan b'shechnisa miksas. The Gemara answers that here the ratio she brought in part, and here in the sefer she didn't bring in part. It's not relevant to discuss deducting according to what she brought in. Hacha ad ama, should say, enin legeya b'tosefes, v'hacha leis ad ama enin legeya b'tosefes. The Gemara asks that here in the ratio you say that he does not touch the addition, and here in the sefer you don't say that he does not touch the addition. Taman hoisef lepiches v'mhacha piches lehoisef. The Gemara answers, here the ratio he added to what he needed to write and wrote 1,000, and here in the sefer he decreased. He needed to write 1,500, and he wrote a field worth only 1,200. There is no addition. Tanya ben b'shum ben b'ksafim. The Baita says, whether she entered bringing in shum and appraised possessions or money, he must give 10 dinarim for the box for every mana. B'shum ma l'fi ma shehu peiches, l'fi ma shehu meisef, l'fi ma shehi machneses. The Gemara asks, for a shum, what's the law? Is it according to what he decreases, if it's less than the appraisal, according to what he increases for money, according to the actual amount that she brought in? Kinemas nisa should say lekupas basamim lekal mana. Our Mishnah refers to 10 dinarim for the box of fragrances for every mana. Our Mishnah said stam for the box and didn't specify what this is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also hanayas basamim should say shel antukia kanayas ksafim. Rabbi Yochanan said that they made the hanah, the pleasure of fragrances of antukia, like the hanah of money. It's the primary merchandise there, so he adds to the amount she bought in, like for money. Amar Rabbi Avin, Asu Hanayas Gemalim Shel Aravia Kanayas Ksafim. Rabban said that they made that the Hana, the benefit of camels of Aravia, is like the benefit of money, for the same reason as fragrances of Antuchia. Kada Tamidoi, Raviosi, Salkun, Shisedakachin, Ashkachinun, Aririn, Amrunon, Asnison, Benechoin, Imhisnisam, Benechem, Hareyafe, Vimla, Pakog, Kimlegam Radina. This is like the Talmudim of Raviosi, who ascended to Eretz Yisrael for a marriage. They found the families quarreling about what they will bring into the marriage. He said to them, did you stipulate amongst yourselves? If you stipulated, fine. If not, we follow the local custom. And the next Mishnah says, if one married off his daughter without stipulating, he must give at least 50 zuz. Posak la'achnisa aruma la'yemer habal k'shetove le'beisi achsena v'chasusi ela mechase v'aydu b'savir. If a father stipulated that he will marry her off fair, the husband may not say, when I bring her to my house, I will clothe her. Rather, he clothes her while she's still in her father's house. V'chein ha'masiin esa yisoyma le'yivchasu la mechamishim zuz v'im yesh b'kis v'farnasin o'isol lefi k'rida. Similarly, one who marries off an orphan girl must give at least 50 zuz. If there is money in the wallet, as we'll explain, she is given according to her honor. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Abba Mori Achrid of Yosi by Lekain Tani." She says, "Afilo Ama Harini Oimed Orem Mechase Ein Oimem Loi Sheyamel Orem Yechase El Mechase Boreila." The Gemara says, "From Rabbi Abba Mori, the brother of Yosi, he asked the question: was it not taught, even if her husband said, 'I will stand naked or with tattered garments and cover her with my garments,' we don't tell him stand naked and cover her; rather, he covers her as is proper for her." In our Mishnah, he must fulfill his stipulation about this. Taman ocha d'bar nasha meima hani li mikum al talai mechsaya itzi v'am hacha l'chein hisne ma mitchila. He answers, there it's normal for people to say, I prefer to be naked and cover my wife. Since his father didn't demand this of him, it's mere words. However, here he explicitly stipulated with her to clothe her in her father's house. Kin masnisa v'chein shisei mefarnasin ha-mesiyim. Our Mishnah says that the Gabbaim and Stocker who marry off an orphan must give at least 50 zuz. The individual who does so need not give this amount. Rabbi Chinna says we can infer that we tell the Gabbaim and Stocker who finance orphans to borrow. And he explains our Mishnah to teach that when there's no money in the stocker pouch, we borrow until 50 zuz. If there is in the pouch, we add. And Rabbi Yossi says, we can infer that we do not tell those who finance orphans to borrow. And he explains our Mishnah to teach that when there is in the pouch, but if there's not in the pouch, we give less than 50. This is like the case of a girl on the day of Rabbi Ami. He said, leave the stock of money in the pouch for the poor for the festival. Rabbi Zera objected and said, you cause her to lose her zivug. Rather, finish off what's in the pouch. The master of the festival endures, and Hashem will arrange stock of aniyim for the festival. Rabbi Chanina is like Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbi Ami.